The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea for Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Joining me now is Senior Constable Mick Slaughter for Crime Stoppers. Mick, welcome to the show. You finally managed to get rid of that grumpy Ben Harvey and you're flying solo.
Yes, it's always a good week when Ben's not here.
Did you recognise that that music there that we just played?
I sort of did. I'm a bit of an 80s kid, so it rings a few bells, but I can't name it, unfortunately.
It was the Chips.
Chips, that's right. Yes. Yeah,
what a great show.
Yes, that is.
And now, What's happening in Crime Stoppers this week? Some pretty serious crimes.
Yes, well, the first one off the bat is a very serious assault. It's also a wounding in Skyline Boulevard in Whitby. Armidale detectives are seeking to identify two men who assaulted and wounded a 35-year-old woman as she was walking through bushland in Whitby. Do you know where Whitby is?
No.
It's just north of Mundajong.
Oh, yeah.
So just on the outskirts of Armidale sort of vicinity. So this was around 6:30 p.m. on the 5th of September. And the woman was approached by two men before being grabbed and assaulted. And during the incident, she actually received some minor stab wounds. Mm. So a very serious incident nonetheless. And words were exchanged between the three, which suggested that it may have been a targeted attack. That's still under investigation, obviously. So we don't believe there's any huge
risk to the public
and things like that. However, it's we're trying to identify who these people are because we haven't been successful yet. Words were exchanged between them and both men have then run from the area towards a nearby railway line. So we've released a composite image of one of the men. Now, it's 6:30 p.m. It's just after sunset, 6:10 it would have been about sunset. So unfortunately, we don't have a description of the second man who was involved. However, the first man is described as being fair-skinned with green eyes, sandy-coloured beard, and was wearing a black hooded top as well. So, as I said, we don't have a description of the second man. However, we're very keen to see if anyone can identify the man who's described with that composite image. So, please, if anyone has any information, contact Crime Stoppers. You can ring us, 1-800-333-000, or make an online report, and it's all anonymous. So
that's important.
And rewards are available as well.
Yeah, right. And what else have you got?
Yes, well, we've also got a stealing in Wanneroo Road in Tewart Hill at around 1:40 p.m. on Saturday, the 14th of November. A man parked a white Ford utility on Wanneroo Road, Tewart Hill. The man gained access to the roof of a shopping centre and removed a number of lengths of copper piping. There is quite a bit of money involved in copper.
Yeah, right.
And placed them in the back of the ute and before driving away. So we've released an image of a man who we saw in that area at the time with that car. He's described as being light-skinned, about 30 years of age, medium build, and a beard and moustache. And he was wearing a white hard hat, fluoro clothing, like real workwear
like
sort of thing.
Like a tradie.
Yep, except one minor detail he didn't have right were the shoes. He had some sneakers on. So we know he wasn't a real workman at that time. He may work in the work industry, who knows. But yeah, he's got the runners on, so pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's a giveaway.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, like, you hear every now and then about people knocking off like copper wiring and things like that. So is it something that that you guys come across?
Yeah, we do, and there's quite a bit of money in it when the smelted price of copper. So we target that sort of thing, and if we come across someone with a whole pile of copper, we have to find out where it's from because it's usually been obtained through illicit means.
So. And where does it go? Like, they obviously take it to some people who melt it down or sell it by scrap metal?
Scrap yards usually get it, and good scrap dealers take details of who gets it, and we go through that information. However, there are other ways in which they can melt it down through mates and who have the right equipment and stuff like that. So if anyone has information about copper stealing, we urge them to contact Crime Stoppers again and let us know what they know because it does cost councils in particular and other organisations as well quite a lot of money to replace infrastructure that is damaged as a result of those copper items being stolen.
And be on the lookout for a tradie who's is in a pair of Nike sneakers instead of his steel caps.
It was Adidas, actually.
Oh, Adidas.
Three stripes.
Well, there you go. Can't miss it.
Yes. We've also got a fraud in Midland. Now, this is we talk about it quite often. I've spoken about it with Jenna and Ben quite a few times. People leaving things in cars. Now, this person has done the right thing for the start of it by trying to hide things in the car underneath the seat and things like that. But unfortunately, the crook's broken in and reached under and found a laptop, a mobile phone, and a wallet. So it's actually a very early Christmas present. So It was around 3:15 p.m. on Thursday the 5th of November. The vehicle was broken into on Peachley Road in Swanview, and those items were stolen. A credit card from inside that wallet was used to fraudulently purchase items from stores inside a shopping centre in Midlands soon after. And the woman is described as being about 25 years of age, brown skin, medium build and dark hair tied up. So we've got all these images in the Crime Stoppers website today, as well as on the WA Police Facebook page. So please go along and have a look and see if you can identify anyone who is pictured there.
And in the newspaper as well, on page 70 of the West Australian today, the Crime Stoppers page. But you mentioned the hiding the valuables under the seat. I'm guilty of that as well. I don't know what it is, but you think, oh, well, I'm not going to leave it just sitting there on the passenger seat. I'm going to put it in the virtual Fort Knox of the car, which is under the seat, or in the little cubby hole on the side of the door. Probably not really a good enough hiding spot.
No, not really. No. Ideally, we suggest keeping it inside the house. The house is like your Fort Knox, so to speak. However, we understand people are out and about and they need to hide things quickly. I would strongly suggest putting it in the boot. Probably a better place, because it's out of sight, and also most crooks, when they break in, don't open the boot. That's a suggestion, but it shouldn't be in the car is the ideal scenario. Yeah.
Now, anything else in the Crime Stop as well today?
Yeah, we also got a stealing on Settlers Avenue in Baldivis back on the 7th of November at about 7:15 p.m. A man entered the liquor store and selected a one bottle of premium liquor and shoved it down his pants.
Yeah.
And we've talked about these sort of cases as well. Throwing things down your pants, I just don't get it. But anyway, I suppose if you're stealing stuff and you're desperate, you'll do anything.
Is that a litre of wild turkey down your pants? Sorry.
just happy to see us. so he's walked to the front of the store, paid for a soft drink, and then wandered out very awkwardly. so he's described as being tan-skinned, about 25 to 35 years of age, medium build with a black hair and a beard. So another image on the Crime Stoppers website that people can go and have a look and see if we can identify who he is.
Do we know what sort of liquor it was?
It was Goose. Grey Goose.
Oh, Grey Goose. Yeah. That is pretty upmarket.
Top notch.
Well, that's good. Like, it's, you know, in a way, I have more respect for the crooks who do steal something that's a bit top shelf.
You can't say that, Ben.
I can't say that. I obviously don't have any respect for any of them. Don't do it. But there was a bloke in Geraldton who knocked off a carton of vodka cruises. Get some standards, buddy. All right, Mick, have you got any more for us?
I've got plenty of others that we can talk about.
Give us one more.
Another fraud, this time down about 12:30 a.m. on Saturday 21st of November. Another vehicle was broken into outside a 24-hour gym in Coburn. There's your first mistake, going to the gym after midnight. But anyway, a purse was stolen from within that car. This item was inside the glove box. Hidden, but not hidden well enough. And a credit card was used at a convenience store in Harrisdale around 20 minutes later, twice, to buy two cartons of cigarettes. So about $100 gone like that. So we've released an image of a man who we believe can assist us. He's described as being medium build, short dark hair, shaved on the sides, and a medium build. So please, once again, anyone with the information, please contact us. All these cases need to be solved, and it makes it safer for everyone in our community.
Absolutely. And just to remind everybody, you can go to the West Australian, see the Crime Stoppers page on page 70. You can call 1800 333 000 to make a report. And the website?
crimestopperswa.com.au.
Perfect.
You put me on the spot there.
Senior Constable Mick Slaughter, thanks for joining us on the West Live.
Thank you very much, Ben.